It is right here for us to take this, right here. You lay everything you got out on that field. Everybody understand?
Yes, sir. Huh?
Let's play with a lot of heart, a lot of heart, great effort now, and a lot of pride right here. Let's take this home now. Let's take it home right here. Get out. You ready? Go!
For nearly four decades, no name was more synonymous with football in Iowa than that of Ed Thomas. Born in Oskaloosa, raised in Wattyear, and adopted by Parkersburg, in 37 years as the head football coach of the Applington Parkersburg Falcons, the list of accolades is incredible for the former National High School Football Coach of the Year. Two state titles, five NFL players, and the respect of everyone that ever met him, played for, or against him.
Everything is there for us. I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you, what you did tonight out here. All right, get it together and then we'll go off.
Thomas, though, is most famous for his response to a devastating EF5 tornado that ripped through Parkersburg in 2008 and how he led his community through the tragedy.
On the field is our old sign from Falcon Country. A lot of people ask, why did we put it back up? It's all dented and smashed. Well, it resembles what our community and our town is all about. Get back up off the ground and go. And that'll be there to mark forever what took place here. And it's a part of our heritage.
In every corner of the state, you'll hear stories of how Ed Thomas shaped young men. And Pella has had their own special connection over the years with Thomas, including the two head football coaches for the Little Dutch and Eagles. Jay McKinstry and Rich Kakmarinski each were influenced by Thomas at some point in their lives.
I had the opportunity to play for him in the Shrine football game in 1982. And I played defensive back in that game, and he was my position coach. And that's where I first got to meet him. And I really enjoyed him back then, even as an 18-year-old boy, just finishing high school, getting ready to go to college and playing in the Shrine game. And I could tell that he, right there, he's a great man of character and a high-quality person and just a guy I'd like to have played for, you know. And so that it's interesting as I then went on to college and then through coming out of college, coaching down in Oski for a year and then coaching at Central College here for 3 years, had the opportunity to coach Coach Thomas's brother, Greg Thomas, was one of the quarterbacks here, actually, when Coach Kakmarinski here was playing for Central. So, you know, got to meet his brother, Greg, and actually talked to Coach Thomas a few times in that time, just getting the chance to coach his brother. And so I felt real blessed to get to be around him. And then as we started to progress becoming the head football coach at Pella, when Matt Schulte and I took over as co-head coaches, we certainly called Coach Thomas up and said, "Help! Would you be willing to help us out in trying to develop the philosophy that we wanted to incorporate in our football program?" And he shared a lot of stuff with us back then, and certainly till today, we still do many things that Coach Thomas talked to us about.
So I got to know Ed through Greg, and then you know, he's always someone that I looked up to. Ed actually was a William Penn graduate, but we always looked at him as kind of an adopted Central guy because him and Coach Skipper just were kindred spirits. They were kind of cut from the same cloth, high-quality guys, interested in using football and education to develop young men.
Now an assistant principal at Pella High School, 1994 Applington Parkersburg graduate John Moeller played for two seasons under Coach Thomas and was among a select group of players that also competed against him as he was a junior when the Applington and Parkersburg schools merged.
When I was a sophomore, the game we just finished, we lost to Parkersburg by a few points. They came back and beat us when we thought we had them. We hadn't beat them in quite a while. But what Ed did is he took both those teams and got us out on the field together after that loss. And that is probably my first real memory of what a special man he was. Just the way he brought those two towns together when Applington and Parkersburg came together to join high schools.
He says Thomas tried to find the best in all of his players.
It was one of a kind. It's really hard to put into words the way he cared for you as an individual. He always talked about X's and O's don't win football games. It's how you manage yourself on the field, how you are as a person in real life. He wasn't doing this to win football games. He was doing this to cultivate young men. That was, I think, the end that he had with his players. Everyone truly believed that he liked to win, no question. He was a competitor, but that wasn't the big picture for him. It was about cultivating young men and making them into good fathers and good husbands.
And kept tabs on the many alumni that played Falcons football.
One of his famous sayings is, always remember where you came from. So he always promoted that, coming back to your hometown, remembering your roots. And so I took that with me and took it to heart. But yeah, we had a, it wasn't a everyday conversation relationship that we had, but my mom worked in the high school and she would always tell me that Ed would always ask, you know, how's John doing up in, you know, wherever I was at the time.
That tight-knit group, though, was hit harder than they could have ever imagined. Less than a year after the town rebuilt from the tornado in time for the 2008 season, tragedy once again struck the town of Parkersburg.
One of the best-known high school football coaches in this nation and a beloved fixture in his Iowa town was shot to death at his school today. Ed Thomas not only guided his players on the field in Parkersburg, Iowa, he helped the entire town recover from a recent disaster.
June 24th, 2009 is a day Mueller will never forget.
I was at the middle school guidance counselor, dean of students at the time, and I got a call from my mom. She worked at the high school. She was the school board secretary and said that someone came in and shot Coach Thomas. And yeah, that was hard. Just a lot of anger initially. A lot of questions as to why something like that would happen. But yeah, so it took a while. It took the community back. It took a lot of individuals, obviously people that played for him and knew him. So yeah, I remember going back to the vigil they had at the night or two after at the football field, and seeing former players, seeing the community come out, didn't know a lot of why questions. You know, why would something like this happen to such a good person? And eventually that anger turned into acceptance, and, you know, you go through the stages of grieving, and everybody's a little bit different. But eventually, you know, it turned into, there's a lot of positives that came about from this tragedy.
Ed's son Aaron says on that day, he only tried to carry on how his father would have just hours after the murder, hoping to provide comfort to the huge family that felt the enormous loss.
You know, it's a circumstance that I never once thought about, dreamt about, could imagine, but truly just kind of followed my dad's example of after the tornado, how he dealt with adversity, and talking with my mom and how she wanted to move forward and her approach through this. And then, you know, for me, it was just kind of in that spokesman role, you know, trying to do and say what I guess my dad probably, how he would have wanted us to respond. And that certainly, you know, our response has created opportunities for me to either to speak and travel around and do those different things.
Now, the Ed Thomas legacy continues, not only through alumni and coaches spread around the country, it's becoming recognized through today's players, with an award given by the Iowa Newspaper Association each year in Ed Thomas's name. And for the last 3 years, the Mr. Football Award winner has come from Pella, with Garrett Jansen and Noah Klayberg of the state champion Little Dutch, and most recently, Pella Christian's Levi Jungling, who earned the 2016 honor.
I had heard a lot about him growing up as a kid. My parents are from that area, so, you know, they heard a lot about his legacy. So I learned a lot of good lessons from him, as my parents used it as a teaching point. So it's really an honor to be given this award in his memory.
Mueller and Thomas both say the young men reflect the core principles of Coach Ed Thomas and are among the best representatives to show what it means to be an Iowa high school football player.
Naming that award in honor of my dad and basing it off of faith, family, and football, looking at the best players in the state and then who exemplifies those little details that I think make my dad unique and special. And obviously when you think of Pella, you think of community, that faith plays an important piece to Pella. And, you know, I think your young people exemplify what it is you want your community to stand for and be about, and the successes that they've had. Football-wise, both at Pella and Pella Christian, you know, speak for themselves. So the young men have been extremely deserving, extremely well-spoken, and great examples, I guess, of what my dad stood for. And we were honored to be able to recognize those guys the last couple years.
Without question, those young men are the epitome of the Ed Thomas Award. Much deserving, great young men, hard workers, not only on the football field and in the weight room, but in the classroom. Good men of character. So yeah, it was an honor for me to be able to give that award, present that award to him on behalf of the Ed Thomas Foundation. But couldn't think of two better individuals to be more deserving of that. And then also with Levi Jungling also being a recipient, that was pretty amazing as well. Great young man.
So tonight, as Applington Parkersburg, the Little Dutch, Eagles, and every Iowa high school football team hits the gridiron, they'll do so representing our state and our communities. And while they may not know it, the legacy and spirit of Coach Ed Thomas.
Don't forget where you're from! Where are we from? Where are we from? Let's go!
For KNIA Cable S Football Friday Nights, I'm Andrew Schneider.